Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Holiday cheer is enjoyed as the Monroe Symphony Orchestra presents its holiday concert this Sunday. With more, joining me in studio is Monroe Symphony Orchestra President of the Board of Governors, Charles Jackson. Charles, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Bob. It's good to be back.
Glad that you're here. Well, tell us first about the venue for Sunday's concert.
Well, we try to do at least two concerts each year on each side of the river, and so this concert will be in the West Monroe Convention Center over on the west side. It'll be Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Some decorations to get us in the holiday spirit.
There will absolutely be some seasonal decorations and a number of things that'll be attractive to the season. We anticipate that Santa Claus will be present. Before the concert, we'll have some seasonal stylings by Julian Jones, great pianist. And then at the intermission, we'll also have a handbell choir that will be performing.
When we look at the holiday concert, would you say it's a more casual setting, a little more family-oriented, given the familiar carols and songs?
It is definitely a family event. We try to do a family event. We try to do a pops concert each year. That'll be coming up in February, as well as the more classical concerts. And this will absolutely be for the family. Bring the kids along. Kids' tickets are $5 a piece at the door. We'll have a lot of fun.
When will the doors open? You mentioned Julian will be performing prior to.
The doors will open at 2 o'clock,
okay.
and we'll have tickets on sale there at the door. You can buy them online as well. Go to our website, MonroeSymphonyOrchestra.com, or you can buy them at the door. But we'll be there starting at 2 o'clock.
I think we've heard a lot of good things and something a lot of folks look forward to, and that is participating in some of the carol singing that takes place as a special guest joins the orchestra, that being the Monroe Symphony Chorus.
That's correct. Yeah. This year is the 10th anniversary year for the chorus, and of course we'll have our big finale with them in May, but they'll be joining us for this concert as well. There will be a number of the traditional carols. There will also be some of the secular favorites for the season. They'll be singing some by themselves. They'll also be leading sing-alongs.
I was going to say that's an interesting mix. You have the traditional carols and some of the more traditional secular songs. Let's take a look. What can folks expect to hear? Some of the selections that are lined up.
Well, we'll be opening the concert with the overture from Miracle on 34th Street, which is certainly a holiday classic for many, many people. The chorus will be singing Silver Bells, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We'll actually be offering, we'll be raffling off an opportunity for one person to conduct the orchestra in playing Sleigh Ride. So $5 will buy you a ticket in. There's no limit on the number of tickets, and you can then conduct that Leroy Anderson Holiday Classic Sleigh Ride, which is always a rollicking sort of thing.
One of my favorites indeed, with a fascinating work.
No word on who's going to do the whinny at the end.
That'll be something to look forward to. Well, we get to the holiday season, Charles, and in this annual concert, what do you look forward to in the sounds of the season?
Oh, gosh. I think the concert itself kind of enraptures the whole thing. You think about favorite movies, The Red Rider, The BB Gun, You'll Shoot Your Eyes Out, The Miracle on 34th Street. And then you do think about times around the Christmas tree, families gathering and
probably
good food, good eats.
Yeah, brings that in with the singing of the carols, I'm sure, childhood traditions.
That's exactly right. A lot of people go to Vespers services, Christmas Eve, and those sorts of things.
Yeah. But you mentioned the Pops concert. As we look forward, some of the other projects with the Monroe Symphony Board.
Once we get through this, we'll immediately begin planning the Pops concert. That will be in February. That will be back at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. The Pops concert every year is one where not only is it popular music, and this year the theme is themes from the great movies, but it's also an opportunity to not only come and listen, but you can actually rent a table, reserve a table, rent it, and bring your own food and munchies, and so get together with a group of your friends and enjoy it as a party. So that'll be coming up in early February. There'll be more information coming on that. We'll have our Sound Safari, which is our big children's emphasis, right at the very beginning of May. That's for grades 2 through 4, I believe. And that will be here on the campus at ULM at Brown Auditorium. And we bring them in, introduce them to the orchestra, and then have a petting zoo where children can actually handle the instruments afterwards.
Well, we talk about the work of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra and the board. How did you become involved?
Well, I've always enjoyed the symphony and the music that they play, and I actually just ran into some of the board members at one of the concerts, and they wondered if I might be interested in helping, and with some of the skills that I can bring to bear. I said, sure, if you can use me, I'll be glad to help. And so I'm now in my third year on the board.
Share for a moment, if you would, Charles, about the relationship of the orchestra with KEDM as a community resource as we look to wind down 2014.
Well, sure. KEDM has always been a big help to us and an opportunity for us to share our mission with the community. In past years, KEDM has actually had the opportunities to tape and replay some of our concerts. We look forward to perhaps being able to do that again someday. You help us get the word out. We're on Lanyap before every concert, and we really appreciate that. And we would just encourage people to support KEDM every bit as much as we encourage people to support the symphony.
It's just been a great relationship with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. And again, it continues in a concert coming up on Sunday, The Sounds of the Season. Again, location and time, Charles?
3:00. Doors will open at 2:00 at the West Monroe Convention Center.
And the website or phone number to find out more?
www.monroesymphonyorchestra.com.
Looking forward to the concert coming up this Sunday. Charles Jackson serves as president of the Board of Governors with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Charles, good to see you.
Thank you, Bob. You too.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for KEDM Public Radio comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center with Christmas gift selections including natural body care, Caboo clothing and accessories, and gift cards for health enthusiasts. 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.